So, in terms of what you mentioned, that in a sense, when we relate to Ishtadlus in the way that the Maaseilas Yesharim really brings it down, is that it's just a tax. And just like when you pay a tax payment, it's got absolutely nothing to do with bringing more income in. So, too, when we make a Ishtadlus, so for example, in the example you're giving, I'm going to speak to my boss. In a sense, if I compare it to like being like a tax payment, that it's got absolutely nothing to do with bringing in my income, it's hard for me almost to relate to doing that ishtadlus, because in a sense it feels like it feels so disconnected from seeing any result. So whilst on the one hand, as you pointed out beautifully, whilst on the one hand one has to be absolutely clear that it is only Hashem that sends us everything. And Hashem can do it in many ways. And if something would happen to this bus or this job opportunity wouldn't be available for me anymore, et cetera, Hashem has many other ways that he can provide for me. On the one hand, having that loud and clear. At the same time, as you mentioned so beautifully, one can certainly have the perspective that Hashem is gonna send me my bracha and Yeshua and salvation and everything I need, my parnasa, through this particular bus. And when I go and speak to him, the way you put it so beautifully is you're almost viewing it as if you're talking to Hashem, obviously understanding that the bus is not Hashem, whilst at the same time you're almost directing, you're looking at the bus and you're talking to the bus, but you almost feel like in a sense like you're talking to Hashem, because you understand that that this is just a complete shaliach, complete messenger of Hashem. And that is so beautifully illustrated, and in a sense that makes it easier to relate to the Hishtalos that we have to be involved in, because absolutely Hashem controls and runs this world usually completely under the laws of nature. And actually that's what makes it so hard about Ishtadlus, that it almost looks like we are running the show, because Hashem covers up the miracles so much. Really what's happening, it's completely him providing with no intervention from anyone else, but it really looks like the boss is providing for me. So that's the way that Hashem covers it up. And obviously, in essence, we know that it is exclusively Hashem providing. Whilst at the same time, knowing that, it can actually be very difficult to relate to Ishtadlus. Like, why should I even go speak to the boss? At the same time, Hashem does give us a mitzvah to do Ishtadlus and be involved in the physical world and do natural things the way they normally work, the way the world normally works, in order for him to. The way people sometimes it's broke down in order to make a kli, a vessel for Hashem to be able to shine his bracha on. Not that he needs that vessel, but that's usually the way that he operates. So that's certainly a valid way of understanding Hishtadlus, that Hashem is coming through for me. Hashem is coming through that particular person or avenue, and I understand that it's completely Hashem, and I'm going and I'm doing the normal things that are done in this situation, but at the same time I understand that it's not completely disconnected. It's not like I'm speaking to the boss and it's literally got nothing to do with bringing my money. In essence, that is how it is. But in order to relate to Ishtadlus better, I can understand that I'm speaking to the boss, and by doing so, I'm relating. I'm tapping into Hashem's Shaliach, which this is the way, or this is a way that Hashem might send my Parnos and my Yeshua through. However, it becomes very subtle, and the reason that in the Shiurim we emphasize so much the Maaseilas Yesharim and how it's completely disconnected is because it becomes very subtle. You could literally have two people where they seem so similar on the outside, but on the inside, in the Emuna, it's literally polar opposite extremes. You know, because when, for example, if a person gets fired from their job and they're really working on their emunah and they're having their emunah mindset, etc. So obviously, human beings, we're going to feel some anxiety, some stress, etc. But you can have somebody who also acknowledges, you know what, it's got nothing to do with the boss anyway, and Hashem will send me another avenue, and they'll feel some sense of calm, and at the highest levels of emunah, they'll feel complete calm. Whereas at another extreme, you'll have someone else who will tell you, I know it's not the boss, it's 100% Hashem, but then when they lose their job, they're literally 100% anxious, and that is a bit of an indication that although they're meaning well and they're trying to believe that everything is in Hashem's hands, but in truth, they're believing that it is in the boss's hands. So it's a very subtle line of understanding that this boss has got nothing to do with calling any shots in my life, and it's 100% Hashem. Not 99% Hashem and 1% the boss. It's 100% Hashem. And Hashem is now choosing that he should be the funnel. He should be the shaliach to send my bracha. And then, yes, I can go and speak to him and do what I have to. And it will come through him. So I can relate to it in that way. Whilst at the same time to keep, as you so beautifully said, to keep the perspective that it's 100% Hashem. And if this shaliach would not be available anymore, such as if I wouldn't have this job anymore, I feel the same calm. Again, that's the highest level. We're human beings, and we can feel a bit of anxiety because that's natural, etc. But we got to work towards getting to that highest level of, I feel completely calm because it's got nothing to do with him. Hashem will just find the next shaliach now. And so as you say so beautifully, we got to understand that everything is 100% Hashem. Whilst at the same time, it's sometimes difficult to relate to Ishtadlus in that way, practical Ishtadlus, because if it's got nothing to do with this boss, what am I even doing with him? So we can and have a license to understand that he is the shaliach that Hashem's appointed to send us the bracha and that we're supposed to receive, whilst at the same time to be very, very strong in our belief and reminders and working on Aymuna and Bitochen, that in essence it is only a shaliach, which means I must not lead to flattery to this boss. I must never, ever compromise on my standards just because I'm trying to impress him, etc. I must work towards not feeling anxiety if this would not be anxiety and fear if this would not be an obvious avenue anymore, etc. And the like, and the other things that Emunah and Bitachon lead to. But it's amazing that you're working on this and this direction. We should all be zoche to succeed in our emunah, Bezrat Hashem HaBitachon, and also to know how to apply Ishtadlus. The bottom line, it's not simple. Ishtadlus is one of the hardest mitzvahs because this is exactly the problem. On the one hand, it's Hashem. On the other hand, Hashem gives us a very, very difficult mitzvah. And some specifically explain the reason we have a mitzvah of Ishtadlus is to give us the test, to acknowledge that it's not the guy, it's not the boss who's helping me. Hashem gives us the hardest mitzvah. Get involved with the boss. Make it look like you're going to try hard to make the business work. But now know that it's got nothing to do with the boss. Some people put it as 99% of Hashem and 1% me and the boss. No. That's complete avodah zarah. It's 100% Hashem, and this is just a shaliach that is expressing Hashem's, being Hashem's funnel. You know. So, but at the same time, it's hard to find the right line of how much ishtadlus to put. How to relate to all these things. And the bottom line solution to this problem and to all problems, as we always say, is to speak to Hashem. Speak to him in your own words. Ask him, Hashem, I don't want to go anywhere near avodah zarah. Just like people would believe in other powers that had powers and were able to do things, but we're not allowed to believe in those things in the same way. I don't want to believe in my own kochi ve'otzem yad, in my own power, that I'm the one behind the engine driving my life, God forbid, because that is very close to bordering avodah zarah. At the same time, I have to do this ishtadlus, but how much do I do? But I don't want to get too involved with the bus, but at the same time, I do have to get involved in the world. How do I put it all together? Everyone's going to find a different way to express this, depending on their level of emunah, the way they relate to the world, personality, and many other things. And therefore, the smartest thing to do is to have a personal relationship with Hashem, to speak to him every single day, and to ask him, Hashem, please guide me. Where do I belong? How do I apply ishtadlus in the right way? Bezrat Hashem, we should all merit to have this clarity.